we have a look at the number of dead seal reports across Ireland over the last number of years, and what we found was a significant rise from 2018 on, and actually between 2020 and 2023, seal deaths almost doubled. So, for example, in 2023, there were 430 dead seal reports recorded for that year, while in 2020 there were around 200. So it's a significant rise, and we wanted to find out the reasons why there were so many more seal deaths. And after speaking to experts like those in Seal Rescue Ireland who compiled the data, they believe that this is down to more extreme storms that are happening in Ireland, which is, you know, battering seal colonies and leaving a lot of pups without mothers and abandoned. So they have real fears around that, around climate change, and also human disturbance as well playing a factor.
And what, when you say human disturbance, what exactly does that mean? And is there any data maybe to suggest that some of them might have had a worse fate in terms of maybe being potentially shot or things like that?
Yes, so the data isn't great. I think Seal Rescue Ireland are the only centre compiling the data, and they do send it to the MPWS. What we do know about the deaths is that a small number have been, there is a suspicion that human involvement was in their deaths. There were a small number of seals reported to have suffered gunshot wounds. There was also reports of seals suffering blade wounds. In terms of human disturbance, we do see a lot of areas where there might be a lot of tourists, like beaches, where people are actually approaching seals and disturbing that colony. That can actually lead to mothers abandoning their pups, and without their mothers, like, these seals will die, unfortunately.
Important to maybe remind people as well, Patricia, that they are a protected species here, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're protected under the Wildlife Act, and they're also protected by European laws. They're protected species. We're very lucky to have them. They were the grey seals were almost extinct here in the 1900s, and their population has recovered dramatically. I think the problem is that, in terms of, like, there's a lot of careless people. They would see seals as very cute and, you know, like to get pictures with them, and they shouldn't be approached. They shouldn't, and they certainly shouldn't be harmed. We do know that there was a small number of licences granted by the MPWS to target problem seals, and that allows salmon fisheries to actually kill seals to protect their stock. But that is a very small number, and in no way contributes to the significant rise of deaths we've seen, as far as we understand.